Please forgive me for my tardiness. I was trying to connect on one phone, and it wouldn't let me connect at all. It just kept hanging up. I think it's because I'm angry with the devil. I am angry with his tactics, his tricks, his movements. You know, it is the kingdom of God that suffers violence, but it's not the cute, the conservative, the ones who want to be pretty. Mm-mm. It's only the violent that's going to take it by force. It's only those who are violent. Amen. We don't negotiate. We take it. Amen. We don't have time for conversation. We take it by force. And I believe that we are in a position that if you would use your faith and speak to it, you know, all of these prayers that have been prayed, these intercessions, these things that you're commanding and decreeing, you know, you have what you say. That's what the word of God declares. Amen. You have whatever you say. Amen. You say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Shall not doubt in your heart, but believe the thing that you say as you come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's right. And so you're going to have to become intentional about your confessions and intentional about decreeing. And when we're on this call making these declarations and these decrees, you can't be sitting there being cute and you know, I don't like seeing saints who I know got situations in their life that they don't like and got problems and things that they're fighting, and when it comes time to do something about it, you're passive. No, you got to be aggressive. Remember, God said to them, had you struck that thing, and, you know, however many times you do it, that's how much I'm going to give you victory over my enemies. And God said, why did you stop? Had you kept doing it, you would have got rid of all of them. And I see too many of you in the body of Christ who the enemy is attacking your children and attacking your homes and attacking your family and attacking those around you, attacking your finance, attacking your peace. But you are not engaged enough. You're not fighting. You're not warring. You're not upset about what the enemy is doing. You don't have a dis-ease to it. You're not disgruntled. Amen. If I walk into a store and I'm not pleased with what's going on, hallelujah, and I don't like what's happening, are you listening to me? If I don't like it, you're going to be able to tell it on my face. Amen. Somebody messed with your child, all right? Somebody messed with your child in your presence. Don't it bother you? If the accident happens in the natural and your child is laying on the bed about to die, wouldn't that bother you? Well, why aren't you concerned about them laying in a spiritual bed? They're paralyzed. Their life is on hold. They're not reaching the place that they're supposed to reach. And you are lazy in your prayer and lazy in your intercession or yourself personally. The things that you are presently experiencing, that you're being passive about. The enemy is messing with your family, messing with your mind. Amen. Some of you, you got to a place where you just let the devil take your wife. You don't even have no fight for your wife no more. No fight for your husband. No fight for your children and your family. You've accepted it. You've accepted that that's the way they're going to be. Instead of giving yourself the prayer and intercession, anything can change in prayer. You expect me to believe in the prayer you pray for me, and you can't pray for your own husband, your own children and son and daughter, and you expect me to believe and pray with you? Come on, talk to me. Where's your intercession? Where's your fight? Amen. Where's your wherewithal to war in the spirit and go after your children? Go after your destiny. Go after your promise. Go after your turnaround and your breakthrough. You got to fight, church. We got to fight, and that's why we're on this prayer line. We're not on here passing time. We're not on here because we don't have nothing else to do at 6 o'clock. We're not on here because we don't have nothing else to do at 6. There's things we can be doing. We can be napping. We can be napping. I know I can. I have a service to preach tonight. I can be taking a nap. I've traveled all day. There's so many other things that you can be doing. You can be eating. But guess what? You're on this line. And we're on here because we need results. And we are decreeing results. We are commanding results. We are commanding an end to the works of the enemy. We're commanding the devil to let our families go. We're decreeing victory and breakthrough. I'm not pleased with the church, and neither is heaven, with our lack of fight and warring after what's yours. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. How can you be tormented in your emotions and in your mind and tormented in your finances and don't like where you are, but all you do is sit up and cry? He ain't moved by your tears. He's moved by your faith. He's not moved by all that jumping and shouting. He's moved by your faith. And that's why he said, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Hey, Malabasha, I wouldn't miss a prayer call because I need too much. I wouldn't miss a time of intercession because I need too much. Anytime the doors of the church open for prayer, I would be in prayer because the enemy is after me. The saints used to say, somehow, Lord, I got to make this journey somehow. Why? The devil's on my track. The enemy is doing everything he can to destroy me, to destroy my family, to attack my finances, my peace, my sanity. Amen. And I'm sitting up here being cute. But the cute don't take it. The conservative don't take it. The analytical and the smart don't take it. It is the violent who take it by force. You're not violent enough in your house when we're praying these prayers. You don't want nobody to hear you. You better take authority over that infirmity. My God, I feel the anointing. Take authority over that infirmity. Take authority over your finances. Take authority over the salvation of your children. Command your sons to come from afar and your daughters to be nursed by your side. Command the return on the seeds that you have sown into your sons and your daughters, the seeds that you have in the ground, the seeds that you've sown into your church, into your pastor. Command the return on that harvest. I was talking to a dear sister the other night, said, prophet, I was in a service and God told me to empty my pocketbook and sow a seed into your life. She said, I negotiated with God and said, Lord, let me just give him half. And God said, I didn't tell you to give him half. I told you to give him all. She put it in my hands and obeyed God. And this is the first time she has a six-digit salary, all because she let it go. See, if we obey God and do it God's way, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men that the things that God has prepared for those that love him. That's the book. I'm going to give it to you to take us into prayer. And then I'm going to close us out in our intercession. You take 2 points and I'll go after that. But I want to put a drive and a fight in these men and women and daughters of Zion and you that are here that may not go to KCC. That's fine. You may not go to Jacksonville, Charlotte, or Houston, but you're on this prayer line, and you're going to have to get adamant. My God, I feel the anointing strong. You're going to have to get passionate about your prayer life. Get passionate about going after the enemy. Loose my children. Loose my husband. Loose my finances. Loose everything that belongs to me. Loose my emotions. Loose every generational thing. Be broken. Be canceled. Pray with authority. Don't just be listening to us pray. You pray. You command it. And you decree it. Pastor Butler, come on. Let's take us in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I'm getting stirred right there with you, Pastor. My God. Hallelujah. Saints of God. Amen. Grace be unto you. Listen, I want us to go into, amen, James chapter 1 and verse number 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. One day I was in my living room. The Lord brought this to my attention today, and my tears rolled down my eyes for the next 30 seconds. I just want to share this with you. And I was going through one great trial, and I was just we had my head in my hands, and I was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hallelujah, and I got up to 55, and my grandson passed through, and I got up to, amen, 99, 99, 100, 105, 106, He passed back through. I was at 155, 56, 57. Long story short, I got to about 200, and he kept passing through. And he stopped me, and he said, "Pawpaw, Pawpaw, what are you crying? I mean, what are you sitting counting for? Why are you counting?" Hallelujah. And I looked up, and I told him, I said, "I'm counting it all joy, hallelujah, that I fell in the all doubt of temptation, because I know that amen, counting means that every time I give him praise in joy, the trying of my faith working patient." Lift your right hand. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, today, thank you for trying my faith, for causing it to be perfected. I'm not murmuring. I'm not complaining. I'm counting it all joy for every dollar's temptation that I go through for his working faith." Come on, let's pray. Father, hire in the name of Jesus today. God, we bless you. We honor you. We adore you. We stand as Lord's spiritual soldiers, and we thank you right now. We don't murmur. We don't complain for the trial of our faith in working patience. Thank you for trying our faith to ensure that we don't have counterfeit faith, to ensure that we don't have, Lord Jesus, false faith. But Lord God, you caused us to go through and allow us to go through things, but you said the way to perfect it is to count it all joy. Thank you, Lord, for hardship. Thank you, Lord God, for trials. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, spiritual boot camp. Thank you, Lamb of God, right now, for the things that you're allowing us to go through. And even as Pastor said, that we don't become passive, we count it joy, and we pick up our bootstraps, and God, we engage into the battle. We count it all joy as a soldier. Hallelujah. We count it all joy, hallelujah, to be engaged in spiritual warfare. We count it all joy to go after our sons and our daughters. And whatever, Lord, the enemy is doing, we count it all joy. Even as you gave us a great word last night, hallelujah, because we can take it. Father, you put it upon us. You let us go through it. You let it happen to us because you know we are able. Oh, glory. We're able to take it. We're able to come through it, and we're able to come out of it. Therefore, we don't murmur. We don't complain. Father, we don't sit back and just cry. We don't sit back and just murmur. But Father, we stand up right now. Hallelujah. And we count it all joy. We count it joy that you have called us to be soldiers. We count it joy that you have found us worthy to be soldiers of the Lord. We count it joy that you've given us power over the power of the enemy. We count it joy for the fight that you put us in, that we don't not squander and back down and cow down. But Father, brother, we stand up, hallelujah, and rise and shine and allow the glory of the Lord to come upon us. We count it joy, hallelujah, that you allow us, Lord Jesus, to see things that are happening so that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the very time of need. Come on, we count it joy. We count it joy. Come on. Come on. Get up. Stand up. Walk around. Get up off your lazy self. Come on. Count it joy. Start counting the joy. Humble so tired. Yay. Hallelujah. Father, we know the end of the thing is the trying of our faith. That work of patience. Thank you for the trying of our faith. That work of patience. And you said in patience, we possess our soul. In patience, we can maintain our souls. In patience, we thank you, Lord, that our emotions, our feelings, our passions are corralled and they're kept. Hallelujah. Because we have patience in the name of Jesus. Moshiach, Koreba, Anzulabaha. Count it joy right there where you are. Go ahead, count it joy. Count it joy. Count it joy. Hallelujah. Bless God. Count it joy. Moshiach. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, hey, he didn't leave you hanging there. He already told you that through, amen, him, he would bring you out of them all. Count it joy that he's allowed you to go through. Count it joy that he's placed, amen, prayer, amen, in your bosom, that you can stand in the gap and make up the hedge. My God, hallelujah. Amen, our next prayer point, and I'm turning it over to Pastor after. Amen, our next prayer point is going to be for divine protection. Divine protection. Amen. And just as the man of God has said, let's not be passive when we're praying this. And let's not wait for some incident or accident to happen, and then all of a sudden you become unraveled, and then you want to do something. No, we are going to do preventative maintenance, amen, and we're going to preclude the enemy from doing anything before he do it. Psalms 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. I'm going to say that again, Psalm 127:1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, I don't trust myself. I don't trust my ability. I don't trust, Lord, my things. I trust in your divine protection. And I invoke the protection right now as an officer of this word. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you right now. You've given us, Lord, exceeding great and precious promises that by thee we should be partakers of your divine nature. And, Lord, we invoke, we put into application, we activate the word of the Lord for our lives now. Father, in Jesus' name, we decree and declare that we are the circumcision. We worship you in the spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Father, so therefore we don't trust in our skills, ability, intellect, our financial resources. We don't trust, Lord, in a knife, in a machine gun, amen, bless God, in a weapon. But Father, you said the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but they are mighty through you to pull down every stronghold. And so we acknowledge, Master, that except you watch over the house, we pray for divine protection now. Protect our children as they go in and out. God, let protection be, hallelujah, upon us as we're at the gas station, as we, Lord, go in and out of the mall. Father, for those, Lord, you that are attending school, we ask divine protection. We don't trust. Hey, we don't trust, Lord. We don't depend upon the guard. We don't depend upon the teachers. We don't depend upon, Lord Jesus Christ, the police assigned to the school. Father, we depend upon you, and therefore we invoke the glory of God, for the glory of God shall be our defense. Protect our schools. Hallelujah. Wrap your blood around there, Father, and come up in the name of Jesus. Protect our men of God as it flies, as it travels. Father, we don't take nothing for granted. We take nothing for granted, but we commit our way unto you and trust in you, knowing that you'll bring it to pass. Father, we pray for that child that's wayward, that child that's going astray. Let divine protection be upon him. I pray for Nigel now. I lift him up now. I lift up, Lord, Andrea. I lift up, Lord, everyone that's on here whose son or daughter, hallelujah, nephew, mother, father, have gone astray. Father, while they're out, put a shield about them. Do my say, for the enemy would desire to sift them as wheat while they're away from up under the umbrella of anointing. But God, we stand in the gap for our husbands and wives, for our sons and daughters, for our children, Father, for our nieces and nephews, Lamb of God, our leaders, our pastors, all of the mothers of the church, Father, let divine protection be upon them in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We thank you that it's done. Protection is our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Amen.
We are praying right now. Now listen, I'm going to say it again. I want you to understand something. The Bible declares that God sought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, but he found no one. That's the commentary of heaven. God was looking for a man to pray, and he can find nobody. And the reason things are happening in your family is because you are not being an agent that he can depend on to pray and to intercede. This rebuke is not just to you. This rebuke is to pastors. It's to leaders. It's to me. You do not like what you are going through. You do not like what you are experiencing. You are frustrated about where you are. Your answer is in prayer. Turn the TV off and pray. Go on a TV fast. Turn your plate down and pray to break that yoke of disbelief, that yoke of sadness. Get over Shakalamanda. Turn your plate down. Turn the TV off. That's what I'm doing. I started. Hallelujah. I'll be starting tomorrow. No sweets, no chips, no soda, none of that. I need breakthrough. There are cycles that must be broken. Hey, hey, hey. Good God, I feel the anointing. There are cycles that must be broken. And they are not going to break if you keep doing the same thing. You cannot keep doing the same thing over and over and think you're going to get a different result. You're going to have to become adamant. Amen. You're going to have to become violent, violent, violent for concerning your child. Turn down your plate and decree in the spirit realm, I won't eat until my son is delivered. I won't eat until my husband is set free. I won't eat until I see a breakthrough in my finances. I'm going to stay right here. Are you listening to me? Now, you're not making a deal with God. We don't have to make deals in the spirit with God. God has already done everything. Always remember that. Everything that God is going to do was done at Calvary. Fasting is not for God. Fasting is for you. It is not for God. God is finished. But I have to align myself. Always remember, right now, the light bill company has already, if you paid your light bill, the light bill company is remitting the power. But it's my job to turn on the switch. Jesus paid the bill for your healing, for your deliverance, for your breakthrough, for your salvation. All of that was paid for. But it is my prayer and my fasting that flips the switch. As long as I sit in my seat and do nothing, I will sit in darkness. And as long as you don't pray and decree, thy will be done on earth. That was a prayer that Jesus prayed. Lord, let your will, my God, I feel the anointing so strong. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. The minute he declared that, that was a prayer that he prayed. Jesus prayed. Jesus interceded. You are concentrated on by the devil. The devil is concentrating on you. He's concentrating on your son. He's concentrating on your finances. And the reason he's doing that is because he knows that your son is a game changer. You having money is a game changer. KCC is a game changer. So he concentrates on your pastor. He concentrates on people to bother us, to buffet us. But raise your right hand. And there's the prayer that we're praying. And then I'm going to let you go. We are decreeing in the name of Jesus and commanding a release of all demonic concentration. Every business that is under demonic concentration, every child that is under demonic concentration, we are commanding a release. Now, raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command a release on every child that's under satanic contention. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I understand by revelation that the enemy is concentrating on my business. The enemy is concentrating on my marriage. The enemy is concentrating on my business, my marriage, my destiny, yea, even my future. I understand by divine revelation that the enemy is concentrating on KCC Charlotte and KCC Houston and KCC Jacksonville. I understand it by divine authority. I understand it by supernatural insight and revelation. And in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood, I put up a fight and I contend for my son. I contend for my daughter. I contend for my husband and wife, and I command them to be released from all demonic concentration. I command my finances, my emotions, my peace, hey, to be released, my home, my bloodline, my lineage, to be released from all demonic concentration. I cancel it. I interrupt every line of communication in the spirit. I shut off all second heaven activity. And by the power of the blood of the Lamb, I command the release of all demonic concentration. I loose my son. I loose my daughter. I loose my wife. I loose my husband, I loose my nephew, I loose my wife from all demonic kerebosha, my niece, from all demonic concentration, my aunties and uncles, be loose, my grandmothers, be loose, grandfathers, be loose, hey, my sheke, my family, be loose, meke, mekanimi, mekanunimi, min paladuboso, robolobokutana. Hey, be loose from all demonic concentration. Be loose from all demonic concentration. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Lift your voice and pray. Hey. Shataba. Fo, mi kandele me. Lima na 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 man shata. Too long have you tormented us. Too long have you buffeted us. Have you harassed us? But in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the blood. I command KCC leadership, KCC musician, KCC music department, KCC hospitality, KCC every individual who is under this anointing, who is on this call, I release them from all demonic concentration. I contend, I put up a fight, I war, and command Satan, loose your hands over God's people, loose your hands over their children, loose your hands over their finances. Hey, mikandalaba, lobosatolobo, limandini mi ankalamanda, ya zibibibi osha, loose my daughter, loose your daughter, call their name, loose my son, loose my father, loose my mother, I command it. Loose my body. Loose my emotions. Loose my relationship. Now, be bubble crochet. Ben Kalama, in the name of Jesus. Can I play with this? This is serious. This is serious. We're not passionate enough. I'm not even sure nothing else should be preached right now other than prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. You want a message, but you don't pray. You want to shout, but you don't pray. If anything is going to happen in your life, it's going to come through prayer. Get angry. Be upset. But take your anger to his presence and command the miracle. The things in your personality, the issues in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, in your finances that you don't like. I got things about me that I don't like. Hey, but I'm laying them at his feet and declaring a miracle in my life. We're meeting in Charlotte for Watch Night. You that are on here, you everywhere. We're meeting in Charlotte for Watch Night. We're bringing our seed. We're breaking that cycle. Obeying the word of the prophet. Hey! We don't like what the devil is doing, and we won't take it. We won't take it. Not another year like this. Not another decade like this. Not another couple of years like this. The devil is a liar. I will be happy. I will be fulfilled.
I will walk in purpose and destiny. Amen. Satan has already taken enough from me. Not anymore. He's going to pay. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and it is the violent who take it by force. I'm looking forward to service tonight in Houston. You that are in Houston, get there. Believe there's a powerful word. If you're anywhere near Houston, I'll be looking for you. I'm excited about your future and excited about mine. I'll see you in Houston tonight. Hallelujah. Then I have prayer in the morning, 6 o'clock again, ready to call on Jesus, but commanding breakthrough and miracles. The devil is stupid. I told you, January, you got watch night in January 1st. We're starting off the year in prayer. Amen. Amen. We're starting off the year in prayer. You that are all over the world, you need to be calling your family, your sisters, your brothers. Get them there. Amen. Let me lay hands on everybody for New Year's and decree the blessing of God over you as we go into the new year. Ha! And then the 14th and the 15th will be in Mobile, Alabama. That's right. We'll be there for another prayer meeting. Amen. The underground prayer movement that will take around the world, and we will shift regions. We will shift nations and states. We're believing that nations and governors and politicians will literally call us into a city to pray to bring change. Are you hearing me? We decree it. We declare it. And know that it shall be even as God has said. You are blessed. I look forward to church tonight in Houston. I don't see you in church. I'll see you in the morning in prayer, 6 o'clock. You are blessed. More grace.